Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy, and my guest is Daniel Sanuk. Writer and small business owner Daniel Sanuk was born and raised right here in Baltimore. He has a special fondness for guide dogs. His own beloved guide dog helps him more easily travel, and Daniel wanted to educate the public about what a guide dog does and what to avoid when you encounter one. Daniel began writing stories while pursuing his business administration degree and established his company, Daniel Sanuk, LLC, to bring his books titled Guide Doggy to life. He is passionate about educating others about the valuable services guide dogs provide to the visually impaired. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about yourself there, Dan.
Okay, so I like your interest. As I was born in Baltimore, I've lived here all my life. I went to school here, and I like the streets and the parks and everything, and I lived here, and I just figured I'd try using a guide dog. Being visually impaired, it's something that some people who are visually impaired or blind try out or use, and I was new to it, and I decided to write a book, Guide Doggy, to explain to everybody else what a guide dog does.
You've been blind since birth, is that right?
Yeah, I have actually an eye disease. It's called glaucoma, congenital glaucoma. I have a little bit of usable eyesight, but not enough to operate an automobile. But also quite familiar with a white cane. That's common impaired or blind individuals use. And like I said, some of them try out a dog, and I did so fairly recently, and I figured I'd keep him. So we walk around Baltimore together.
So you've only had a dog for a little while, is that right, then?
Yeah, I got him around the December of 2011. And going through the process to get one, it's like applying to any other school, basically. There are nonprofits in this country that work with people who want to try them out. And you apply to a school, and they interview you, and they talk to you about where you walk, and do you use a lot of public transportation. They have a space for you in one of their classes, and they believe they have a dog that would be a good fit for you, you then have a chance of getting in. So it's a long process, but that's another thing I think people would find that interesting, and I'm glad you're able to clear that up for people. Yeah, sure.
So for you, how long was the process?
It took about I lived there for nearly a month. I have a dormitory. There's dorms, and you live there. It takes about a year after that when you return back to wherever you came from. In my case here, it's Baltimore. And then it takes about a year after that time for you and the guide dog to get acquainted with one another in your own neighborhood, because up to that point, you would have only worked with the dog at the guide dog school and around their areas, such as malls and their fields and parks and things like that.
What's the process with that?
The first thing you have to do is train the dog on, you know, what they do is have the dogs when they're puppies, and then they treat them like any other puppy, let them give them toys and everything. And then they find a family the young dog can live with after it's been able to leave its mother. They live with the family for a year or so, and the guide comes back. And then after that time, the dog begins his training on how to become a guide. And that's where they begin to put the harness on the dog, which is what a guide dog wears when he's guiding someone. It's goes under the chest, and that person holds the handle in their hand, and they walk forward. That way the dog knows he's guiding someone. Use commands to the dog and give them treats, and they do that for approximately a month. Actually longer than a month, a few months, 3 or 4 months. And then after that time, then they start to bring in the students, which is, in my case, me. Mm-hmm. And I then live there, and then they start to put us together. And you use your white cane for a little bit, and then they say, okay, now it's time for the dog to start guiding you, because he's seen you walk, and you've kind of felt him walk alongside you. So it's time to try it out. And if everything goes okay, they do that for a few more weeks, and then they let you go home together.
When you go home, the dog's not familiar with the territory, right? So what's the process with that? And familiarizing
well,
when, like, you're going
really
down the street?
Right, while you're in the guide dog school. Because then, you know, the instructors there are helping you to get acquainted with your dog at their school. Then when you come home, you have to train the dog to your home. So you had best listen to your notes or however the guide dog school trains you to work with your animal, because when you get home, you have to do your own training yourself. Like for me, I work full time. So what I had to do was I couldn't go to work the first day I came home all day. So I had to get him used to my house. So I came home and just walked him around my house with the leash on the dog. That way I knew where he was because I didn't want him going walking around the house where I couldn't find him. And after I did that for about a few days, then I took him outside and walked him up and down my street just with the leash on. No guide dog harness, no guide dog mode. And we did that. And then I thought, okay, well, let's put the harness on and start giving him commands. And slowly but surely, we worked up and down the street, and then after that, I went to work and just kind of advanced from there, and now I could probably walk about a mile or two around here, and of course, the stores, to work. I've been to other states with my dog on airplanes.
So the dog now is fully acclimated to the area. You live around up that road, right?
I do, northeast Baltimore City, right near the Baltimore City and County line off Route 1, Bel Air Road, yes.
So what's the dog's name?
Guide dog's name is Mac.
Mac.
And that's actually in the guide doggy book, too. Oh. Also, I say in the book it's important for people to know that if I was to see you, for example, walking around in Baltimore in the Inner Harbor or something, you never know, and we see each other, hey, Dan, how you doing? How's Mac doing? Well, if anybody sees somebody with a guide dog, it's best not to use the dog's name unless you're the person, the handler with the dog, because that kind of can distract the dog.
I want to get more into that. Let me back up just a little bit now. Where do you work?
I work in a company in Baltimore County area doing a sales support type work, and that led me into my own company.
Yeah, well, talk a little bit about the evolution of your own company there.
When I started my own company, I wanted the guide doggy books to be my own, but of course that meant not only being the writer, I had to be a distributor and printing the books and, of course, marketing the books. So in a sense, I was the publisher. So I thought, well, and that means I might as well just start my own publishing company. So the Guide Doggy, Learn How Guide Dogs Help the Blind in this coloring book, even though it's a coloring book, it's still a paperback 8.5 by 11 book, about, 50 pages or so. So that was the first title. And then I had it on the internet. And for example, you can go to Amazon and buy it. My website, there's a link to buy them there. And there's a link from the printer. And then you can go in any Barnes & Noble, buy them there. The book is primarily aimed, Guide Doggy is primarily aimed at people who are fully sighted, the general public. So they know what a guide dog is and to not pet one. And like we were talking about, then don't say the dog's name if you happen to know the dog's name. If you see him and he's working
right
in public. After I had all that together, I realized that, well, maybe kids who are visually impaired may be able to enjoy it too, the same book, because they may want to actually use a guide dog or get a guide dog. The Amazon Kindle is pretty popular these days. It seems like everywhere you go, everybody's got a Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I might as well have an ebook version of the thing too. And after that, I had the ebook version, it was pretty easy to duplicate in order to get the paperback version of the full color version, because nobody's going to want to sit there and look at a coloring book on the Kindle.
Yeah. But let's back up a little bit. How did you come up with this idea for it to be a coloring book and it's aimed at children?
Well, I wanted it to be something that was interactive, and with all the video games and TVs and everything and like that, I wanted to figure out a way to get kids to do something with their parents. So kids can read it with their parents can read it to them. And so I figured, well, that way it's interactive and everybody seems to like dogs anyway. So I thought, well, the name Guide Doggy sounds pretty cute. Play on the word, and it's a guy and dog, doggy. So, And then I figured, well, let me just give it a kind of a subtitle, which is, it's more a part of its title, the Learn How Guide Dogs Help the Blind in this coloring book. And then I figured I'd add some puzzles to it to make it even more entertaining instead of just a coloring book. So that's how it got a crossword and a word search and jumbles of words that are all from the book. So it's not only a coloring book, it's an activity book as well as a story book. And that's how it kind of all started. And I've sold this thing to guide dog schools. So I just put out a press release actually last week regarding the one I had mentioned to you, the more recent one, the Guide Dog, You Learn How Guide Dogs Help the Blind in this picture book.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I put a press release out recently, and that one was the one that I had sold more recently online. And, I'm pretty excited about having three versions of the same book out there, and all of them are, I think,
excellent,
making people aware of what's going on.
So what's up next? Doing more books or Daniel Sanek LLC I'm talking about?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd like to do something. They're all under the company name. And I'd like to do something maybe like a fictional novel type thing.
Mm.
So I've written a couple of things. I actually started writing when I was in college. And then the guide doggy things all came together. Actually, of course, after I got a guide dog. So the guide doggy books kind of bumped in front of everything else. But now that I have my own publishing company, I should probably put some other things out too. So yeah, maybe a fictional novel, maybe something with sci-fi. Mm. I don't know. I've written a bunch of things. I just have to put it together.
Just put them together, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. One of the reasons why I know you is that I did an interview with Nikki Zimmerman of Out of Step, and I wanted to ask you about your relationship with Out of Step, but let me just tell everybody a little bit about Out of Step first. Out of Step is an online marketplace and platform connecting people with disabilities to consumers and employers. On Out of Step, people with disabilities can sell products, offer services, or post a resume. Anyone can use Out of Step's marketplace to discover great items, service providers, or employees. So tell me a little bit, Dan, about your relationship with Out of Step.
I saw it one day and I registered on it.
You saw the website?
Yeah, I think I read about it probably in the newspaper. Yeah. And I went on it and I registered myself as a company mm-hmm. to offer my own books. And then I also registered myself as my services, as just my marketing services. And I also have a service on the website. I can produce puzzles for people, like if you want them for like a classroom or something like that. So like a word search or crossword puzzles. So all that is on there. And I like the site. I've communicated with her a few times. The customer service is very good. And I also know one other person who also has a disability. I've also got them on there, and they have their own eBay shop. So I think it's a nice service. It's the only thing that I've seen that I'm aware of, and I'm online a lot, that's basically dedicated to getting persons with disabilities noticed, or at least their information out there on a website that's seems pretty easy to use and has its nice categories and everything. I like it.
Well, that's good, because it sounds like a worthwhile endeavor, and she's only had it out for, I think, since May.
Yeah.
So you're probably one of the inaugural people to use it then.
Yeah, and I heard her interview, or your interview.
Did you?
On your show with her.
And what did you think?
I thought she did a great job explaining it, and then I, of course, heard her mention myself, and I thought, oh, well, let me talk to you about that, and maybe I can come on your show, and that's how we got started here. So I know we've been talking the other day, so I'm glad it all kind of worked out. Also, we're connected on LinkedIn and everything like that. So I was also voting for her to get a Super Bowl ad.
That's
her.
Right. That was the other week.
Right.
She was trying to get that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hope it goes through. I know I voted. I put it on social media to get all my friends to do it too.
That'd
be great. That'd be really neat.
So how do you see your business in, say 3 months, and then 6 months, and then a year?
I'd like to get a couple of more titles under my belt. And I've already begun to file for the taxes and things like that, so I've kind of gotten in the groove of doing that.
And, a real businessman.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maryland fees and everything, the annual fees.
Oh, gosh,
so I think I've got myself all together here.
Been there, done that.
So I hope to sell more copies and do more publicity and see where it goes. I like having the website. It's something that I've always kind of wanted to do anyway.
Right.
So it's I figure why wait until you're retired to try to go after your passion? You might as well try to do it now. And I've been able to fit it in pretty good. Other working full time, I do this on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take away from anything else. So it's going pretty good. I like it. I enjoy it.
I was just thinking, what about just down the road? Just something to think about, putting some audio on the website. Like having you or anybody you want to have recite your books and just have updates about what you're doing and that kind of stuff. I'm just throwing this out for you.
Yeah, I thought about having an audio version. That's definitely something that I will do if I get around to doing the novels. I mean, people are mm-hmm. reading things in their cars, through audio books and things like that. That's definitely something that people on the iPods and everything, the MP3 players, it's still – That's such a thing that is a great thing to do other than just a computer screen. So, I've also done some ads, radio ads, where I've had, you can, of course, pay people to read your ads and things like that. So I found some people with some nice voices.
That's always good.
I know it can be done.
Do you ever think about networking with other visually impaired people? On your website, also, that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I'm a member of the American Council of the Blind, mm-hmm. and I've put ads on their newsletter, and I've got some inquiries from that. Maryland Council of the Blind spoke to my local Baltimore chapter.
And did you?
Central Maryland Council of the Blind. Yeah.
What'd you speak about?
What the book is and who it's for. And
the stuff you just told me, hey?
Yeah, yeah. And, it's such a rarity, unfortunately, in my opinion, that it's able to be done. And my vision is such that I'm in a really unique position where I'm able to see well enough to produce it, but mm-hmm. I'm not quite able to see well enough to actually color it in myself. Uh-huh. But I know, you know, since I put the book together, I orchestrated everything, I'm able to know what it is. And of course, I wrote the book and I wrote the description, so I know what the pictures are or what they should be.
Right.
So it all kind of came together. That it's a pretty rare thing that I know of for somebody to actually be able to do that, especially who's somebody who has a visual impairment, a substantial visual impairment.
Well, I'm asking you this because I'm just thinking in terms of how you and I can continue to network. I'd like to do that, if you'd like to do that, to be on some more. We talk to people. I mean, my whole objective is to talk to people all over the world, all over Baltimore and all over the world, and we can talk to like-minded people or people just interested in what you're doing, and then we get your word out and all that kind of good stuff. What do you think about that?
That sounds great to me. They say start local, so.
That's right.
Baltimore.
What is it? Is it think?
Two heads together here in Baltimore. That's
act
where to
locally
start.
And think globally? Is that what it
is? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, very good. It's a good start. I think that would be terrific, I think. I'm up for it. You sound like you are, too, and it sounds very interesting to guide doggy, learn how guide dogs help the blind in this picture book for children. Tell us a little bit now. This is a big question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, boy. 5 years. Well,
I know with technology and everything like that, I ask people, ID people, and they say, God, I can't even see myself in 5 minutes. In 5 years, geez. But how do you see that your business would be developing? And I promise I won't hold you to it.
It should probably due to the internet, it should have expanded as far as titles and the website, maybe more things on the website. It's already changed quite a bit since it started. So, I know I'm not a big connector through social media. I wasn't initially. So I figured out a way to add those icons and things like that. So things like that you can't foresee right off the bat come into play. And people are sharing through their social media icons. So other than that, maybe I'll have a house in Florida and Hawaii. And I don't know.
Yeah, man, after my own heart there. That's great. Right. But, of course, you never know. I mean, you work mainly on the internet and in your books, you never know where that's going to go. And it sounds like you have a lot of ideas, even from sci-fi and all the other ideas that you have. We'll develop it so we can talk about that at a later date, too. And we'll keep updating and things like that.
Oh, sure.
That'd be great. This has been terrific. So, Dan, give us a little contact info for the people to get in touch with you.
The best way would be on my website, which is danielsaynuk.com. That's Daniel, and then S as in Sam, A-Y, N as in Nancy, UK.com. And then you can email me through there, which my email is info@danielsaynuk.com. And also links to the books for more information on all three of my books, Guide Doggy Books, are all on there. There's also a picture of me and biographical information about me a little bit. And then if you just go to a search engine, my name comes up rather quickly. If you type in guide doggy, learn how guide dogs help the blind, it should come up first few results also. So it should be pretty easy to get a hold of me.
That sounds good. Well, thanks for being on, Dan. We've been talking to writer and small business owner Daniel Saynuk. We're going to continue this.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I want to thank you for being on Baltimore Internet Radio.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, that's terrific. I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, great.
Okay, keep you posted.
All right, I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.